It finally dawned on her that he was staring at her. I'm boring you.
Actually, you're not. I'm mentally creating a design for a revised space while you're talking.
No way. His lips curved.
Yes way.
Really? That's amazing. I'll be right back. She dashed into the kitchen, opened a drawer and pulled out a notebook and a pencil, then hurried back into the living room. Will this help?
Sure.
He started sketching, and she took a seat next to him. It was fascinating to watch him draw, to see his imagination take fruit in lines and visuals of a cabinet here, an island there. Suddenly there were no walls, and he'd created new space with furniture and fixtures. And as he asked questions and she answered them, her dreams for this house were drawn on paper in brilliant life.
It's a crude rendition, but I think you get the idea.
She blinked several times, unable to believe what she saw there. It's perfect. It's exactly how I envision it. How do you do that? He laughed.
It's my job. Besides, this isn't my best work. I could draw it out for you in more official form if you're interested.
I'd love it, but I can't really afford a renovation right now. Still, I appreciate you helping me to visualize what's been in my head for a while. This makes it seem more real, like it could actually happen someday.
Oh, it could definitely happen. You have the space here. It just needs to be shifted in a few areas.
Yeah, shifted. And now that she'd seen what was possible, she wanted it even more. Someday. Come on into the kitchen with me. I'll make the salad and spaghetti and we'll eat. You're probably starving.
I am hungry.
He followed her into the kitchen. She made the salad and the spaghetti and took the bread out of the oven. Reed carved the bread while she mixed the meat sauce with the noodles. Then Reed helped her carry everything into the dining room. This would be so much more informal if I had an eating area in the kitchen, she said as they dug into the spaghetti.
Or with just two people, on your new island.
She waved her fork at him. Don't tease me like that, Reed McCormick. He laughed.
Sorry, but what you want is doable, Samantha.
Not right now, it isn't. My budget is stretched pretty tight. And call me Sam.
Okay, Sam. And I understand. Something to put on your back burner for someday.
I've got a lot of those someday projects stored in my to-do drawer. He scooped up some pasta and slid it between his lips, while she tried her best not to focus on his mouth. So instead, she kept her head down and ate.
You have a to-do drawer?
She lifted her gaze to his. I do.
Okay, now I'm interested. What's in there?
Secret projects and wishes for someday.